all of the fucking bastards who have said over all of these years that Obama has to go, yet I can make 15 fucking posts on Facebook and not fucking one of you will share it with people who don't want to see it because you don't want to offend somebody. Well, how do you like it tonight? How do you like the fact that Obama won the fucking election? Is that settling well with you? It's not settling well with me. I have busted my ass. I have busted my ass over the last 4 years. I just got a computer 4 years ago, so excuse me, it took me about a year to teach myself how to properly use it. I had 220 videos on my first YouTube channel. I think it was 200 videos and 220 subscribers, with almost 1 million views on all of those videos. Conservative videos that you people didn't share, because you didn't want to offend people that might not agree with what you posted, yet you'd like what I posted, and some of you not even bother to do that. Figure out how to use the fucking internet or get the fuck off of it. This is such bullshit. And there, in the popular vote on Drudge, Obama's about to go over Romney. Here, take a look, assholes. Look at your fucking work. Look at that. Look. Can you read those totals? Romney, 44,548,000. Obama, 44,332,000. Oh, it's getting close now. You suppose you'd like to share that with your friends that voted for Obama? I bet you wouldn't, you little pussies. God, I'm sick and tired of this shit. I spend hours upon hours upon hours mining the news and finding things to post for you to share with other people, and yet very little of you do it. Some of you do. I appreciate every one of you that do, and I'm not talking to you, so don't comment here. I'm talking to all you namby-pamby pussies who don't want to find your voice or put your voice out there. Get the fuck off the internet! You are of no use to anybody! Shut your fucking accounts down, shut your fucking mouths, fall in line and love socialist America, because that's what you got! You want to call me unhinged? I am! You'd be right. I am totally fucking unhinged right now. Look, it just got closer. Romney, 45,245,000. Obama, 45,029,000. Ooh, it's only within 20,000 now. So Romney isn't even going to get the popular vote. Fuck you! All you goddamn Ron Paul supporters, you Gary Johnson voting douchebags, kiss my ass! You want to really do it? I'll give you my fucking address. Better yet, Google my goddamn name, find it yourself, and show up unannounced. I'll be happy to fucking greet you at my door. I'll be happy to find you in my bedroom in the middle of the night, you assholes. Come on over. I'll fucking kill you and I'll enjoy doing it. You goddamn motherfuckers. You think another 4 years of Obama is going to be so much better than 4 years of Romney? You're too fucking stupid to live here. Go to hell, libertarians. Kiss my ass, you fucking bastards. You think you voted for something. You didn't vote for shit. You helped Obama win, you fucking assholes. And there is a very large segment of this society that will never forgive you for that. So fuck off! So, Obamacare stands. We are now officially, the United States of America is now officially a socialist country. The people who got the free Obama phones, the people who thought Obama was going to pay for their gas, although it's only gone up in his administration, the people who think their health care is now going to be free, and who the fuck knows, it may now be in the next 4 years, because a single-payer system is exactly what Obama was going for, which is why Obamacare had to be defeated in the first place, which most of you didn't bother to fucking figure out! And now we're stuck with it. Thank you so much. You ignorant fucks. You may as well go to Canada. Move up there. You want to experience their healthcare? Go on. Move up there. Fuck, go to England. England's trying to get rid of their national healthcare system, even though they praised it at the Olympics. Why do you think they did? Because it's failing, that's why. Just the same as their country's failing. Just the same as every other fucking socialist country in the whole world is failing. I almost said in the United States. Oh, wait, now. The United States is one of the socialist countries. Thank you, motherfuckers. Sorry to those of you who think I'm a nice girl. I'm not. I'm a bitch. I swear, and I don't give a fuck who hears it. I've been sick and tired of being nice. I've been nice online. You want to see me become a bitch? No, you don't. Nobody does. I won't. I'll calm down. I won't be. I'll calm down. I'm really pissed off tonight. I have busted my ass. I have spent thousands of hours. And I have more hours to spend than most of you. I realize that. I don't have children. I live alone. I can spend all of my free time dedicated to working online. And all of the hours that I've spent online working for you people is how I see it. For this country is how I see it. And you people don't even share the shit I post. You don't like on YouTube, or you say you liked it on YouTube, but you don't, because I can see it reflected in the goddamn results on my YouTube channel. Thumbs up, you'll write in the comments section on Facebook. Well, you know what? That doesn't count on YouTube. Figure out how to use the fucking internet or get the hell off of it. God all fucking mighty. I am so sick and tired of this shit, and you people that just think you have it all figured out. There ain't fucking one of you that fucking do. And that's not to say I have all the answers. I certainly don't. I thought this election would be a landslide, but I've been thinking that for almost 3 years now. It's a little hard to change your mind once you've been convinced of something long ago. Results on Drudge. Popular vote. Romney, 45-490. Obama, 45-331. And yes, for you snoops, that's an ashtray. There's a trash can on the other side sitting on the couch that the TV's sitting on. Next to my computer screens, I've got that one shut off because I couldn't stand to look at it anymore, because that's the one I've got Facebook up on. So I shut the fucker off and went outside for a walk. I've got chips over here because that's what I had for supper tonight with my... cheese dip. That was my supper, thank you very much. I didn't feel like I had the time to make something. Cigarettes. My beer and my goddamn butterscotch schnapps. Wah, wah, wah. Eat me. Well, now it's Romney, 45-490 to Obama, 45-330. Still up by 140. So he very well could likely win the popular vote and lose the electoral vote. Isn't that great? There's an asterisk by Obama's numbers. I don't know what that's about. I ain't gonna fucking look. Because chances are damn good. I'd go look it up, post it somewhere online. One of you would see it, give it a like, and that's where it would sit. Because if you don't share it, it doesn't go anywhere else. Do you not see that? God, some of you bitch that when you share stuff, friends, people that you're friends with on Facebook don't like it. Who gives a shit? You either believe in what you're posting or you don't. You either have convictions and you live by them or you don't. Those of you that are new, I get it. I understand why you don't want to post things on Facebook. I get it, because when I first started out 3-4 years ago with my computer, it took me a year to even get on Facebook. It's like, no, I don't want to get on there. It's Facebook. Ugh. Face butt, as Rush used to call it. And now he's on it all the time. Well, his people post for him, but yeah, whatever. He doesn't call it face butt anymore. I didn't want to get on it for fear I'd get addicted. Well, I'm addicted. It is a good...
Get the fuck off the internet! You are of no use to anybody! Shut your fucking accounts down! Shut your fucking mouths! Fall in line and love socialist America, because that's what you got! You want to call me unhinged? I am! You'd be right.